All right, well, we are very pleased to be joined by Kansas defensive coordinator Clint Bowen, who is going to tell us a little bit about the Eagles' sixth-round pick, cornerback Jacory Shepard. Coach, first of all, thanks for taking some time to talk to us.
Oh, no problem. Happy to take the time to do it.
So we'll get to the kind of player that Jacory is in just a second, but first tell us about what kind of young man he is. Who are the Eagles bringing into this building in Jacory Shepard?
Well, yeah, and that part of it. I mean, Jacory Shepard is truly, you know, everyone wants to throw all those different terms out there. He truly is one of a kind. He's a great kid, conscientious kid, goes out of his way. I mean, he's the perfect teammate. I mean, he's anyone has a son, he is the guy that you would hope that he would grow up to be like Jacory Shepard. He really is. He's a joy to be around. He's a guy that shows up with a smile on his face every day, works extremely hard, you know, does a lot of things in the community to help other people. He really is a great kid.
Were you there at Kansas to see him sort of progress as a young man during his time with the Jayhawks?
I did. You know what? We were on the defensive side of the ball, and Jacory was actually playing wide receiver, and we were struggling at corner on our side of the ball, you know, we really needed help on that side, and we approached Jacory about, and he was a good receiver too, but we approached him about coming in and playing corner for us, and, you know, being the kid that he is, he said, hey, whatever I got to do to help the team, and he moved over 2 years ago and started playing corner for us and just got better and better over the next 2 years to where, you know, put himself in the position that he's in right now.
What was that transition like for him? Was it tough for him mentally at all, or did he sort of take to the position right away?
I think there was a transition period in there. You know, I mean, there was a lot of nuances that he had never done before. And to be honest, I mean, we threw him right in the mix. I mean, by the time he moved over, he was with the starting group. And you know, he's a sharp guy. He's highly, you know, he's a very intelligent young man. So the learning part of it wasn't a problem for him. But just getting it down, some of the techniques and the fundamentals of DB play, he hadn't done that. He really didn't play a ton of DB in high school either. So it was all new to him. And he had to work hard, which is what he did to improve his skill set, and did a nice job with it.
It does really seem like the Eagles are making an effort to bring in these high-character young guys, especially in this draft class. In terms of football knowledge, you touched on it a little bit, Coach, but he's a guy who is sort of a film junkie and X's and O's guy?
Yes, he is. He's a true film route. He studies receivers. He studies his footwork. He's one of them kids that doesn't have a big ego. You know, so he's not living in a fairy tale world. He can look at himself on film and realize what he's doing well and doing bad, and he goes out to fix it. Very down to earth guy. That, you know, he has confidence in his ability, but he's smart enough and aware enough to continue to try and get better. He's really loved the kid. Loved what he did for us, and he's one of those guys that you truly did walk in the room every day, and you're happy to see him sitting there.
All right, so in terms of as a football player, as the defensive coordinator, what kinds of things did you ask Jacory Shepard to do? The Eagles always looking for sort of versatility in the defensive backfield. You faced a ton of different kinds of offenses in the Big 12. What was it like? What were you able to do with Jacory?
Well, he's a good-sized kid. He's got some thickness to him. He's durable, so, you know, he's good in run support. We didn't ask him to do that a lot. We were fortunate to have him and another pretty good corner named Dexter McDonald, who, for us, allowed us to play a lot of man coverage. And Jacory really became pretty good at press man coverage. He likes to get up there and, you know, a true mirror technique where, you know, he's keeping and trying to get his hands on guys and running with him. He really got pretty efficient at that, you know, playing against some good guys like Kevin White and Lamar Alford at West Virginia and other guys in our league. You know, Jacory would hold his own in his press. He does have the ability to, we mix it up a little bit, and he can play some cover two corner because he is big and has some physical ability about him to play physical and be a roll-up, you know, cover two corner. And then, you know, we do a little bit of quarter stuff. We have to do some zone read things. So he's done a lot of things. He has good instincts in terms of how to play coverages.
Press man is music to our ears in terms of this Eagles defense. How about just as projection, considering that he has only been a cornerback for the last couple of years, coming from primarily being a wide receiver, do you feel like there is more projection in Jacory's body in terms of his ability as a cornerback?
Yeah, he's gonna have to continue to develop there. You know, he had gotten pretty efficient at like I say, what we call our mirror technique, which he's gonna be a parallel, keep the wide out about as close as he can, and on the snap he's gonna hold his court and try and get a hand on him. He'll have to, and that's his number one, you know, that's his number one skill in terms of press. He'll have to develop some change-ups off of it and get a little bit of a motor technique or a little different technique. But he'll go in there and he'll compete. Like, you know, that's the one thing, you know, one thing about Ja'Cory. You know, wide receiver gets him once. He ain't the kind of guy to hang his head and get down about it. He'll learn and keep competing. And, you know, that's you know, that position, that's big, and that's what I appreciate in mind. But he'll continue. He'll have to develop a few more skills to hold up and press man a lot, but he will.
Last thing, Coach, how are his ball skills?
Good. You know, coming from the wide receiver spot, you know, if you go back and look at you know, some of his interceptions, I can think of, you know, he makes an unbelievable catch against Iowa State on an interception, makes an unbelievable catch against Oklahoma on interception. He goes up over the, you know, has a beautiful interception against TCU. I mean, he had three interceptions last year that were big time catches. He, you know, coming from the wide receiver side, he has really good ball skills, and he'll go up and compete for the ball and come down with it.
All right. Well, it certainly sounds like the Eagles have a very interesting prospect in Ja'Cory Shepherd, their sixth round pick. Coach, we thank you for letting us have him. Best of luck next year. Eagles going Kansas secondary heavy in the sixth round. We've got much more coming your way on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.